Hello and welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast. My name is David Baker and have the privilege of being your host. So it is Monday morning, April 25th, and on Mondays we start Wisdom for Your Children to give you a topic for the week that you can teach your children to help them and build them. And this is not what I thought was important. This is what the richest and wisest man in the world thought was important. And last week we talked about how to treat the poor. When you came to what Solomon taught his son about being poor or about the poor, there were so many different things that couldn't even be put in one topic. So I actually have four different topics. First one is how to treat the poor. And we talked about that last time. Now is how not to become poor. A lot of people don't really care about how to treat the poor. I think we should. But we all care about not wanting to be poor, and we don't want our kids to be poor. My full child rearing book is called How to Raise Rich Kids. It's not rich in money as much as rich in life, rich in relationships. The money will take care of themselves when you live by a biblical principle. Teach someone how to live, they'll never want for a living. The biggest reason why people are homeless is because of alcohol and drugs. And while they're poor, if you could take that away, the alcohol and drugs, almost all of them would be off the street. And there's some, of course, mental illness and some tough times, but the number one reason is alcohol and drugs of why they're poor. So we'll talk about that. So how for your children not to be poor? Number one, being lazy will make someone poor. Proverbs 10, verse 4, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Boy, that's pretty simple. Dealing with a slack hand, lazy, limp-wristed. You ever shake someone's hand and it's just like a dead fish? It's just there. And no. We teach our boys. Soon as will you shake the hand, you squeeze it. Especially when they're little, you squeeze it. You try to hurt him. And it's amazing how many men have said, "You got a good handshake, son." And boy, they love that. And teach them how to deal with life that way. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do with it with thy might. Solomon taught in Ecclesiastes. So if you're lazy, you'll be poor. But if you work hard, you're diligent, you'll be rich. Day two, all right, to teach. Remember, get a topic for the week that we have, then pick one of these verses as a memory verse, and then teach these seven lessons to your child. By the way, I think you know this, teach it to yourself first. Some of us didn't have all the teaching we needed to growing up, and so this will help. Day two, if you love pleasure, you will be poor. Proverbs 21:17, he that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. Okay, those are the expensive things. Imagine how many olives you had to squeeze to get the oil out to be able to cook. Now we have big manufacturing. Imagine back then what it was like, okay? How many grapes to be able to make that juice from that? And those things are expensive. If you love that, you're not going to be rich. How come? Because those are commodities that you eat up and they're gone, okay? If you love that. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. One of the best things to do is to love work. To love work. Love family. Love serving God. Love serving those things, because guess what? Those don't cost. If you love pleasure, you'll be poor. Day three, loving sleep will make you poor. Proverbs 6, 10 and 11, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. Proverbs 20, verse 13. Don't love sleep or you'll be poor. You'll come to poverty, okay? Someone that just turns on their bed from this side to that side. Hey, you're up, get up, get to work. There's things to do. If not, I'm bored. Our kids knew not to say that, because if they were bored, we would find something for them to do. And so don't love sleep, okay? Number one, don't be lazy. Number two, don't love pleasure. Number three, don't love sleep. Number four, not giving what you should will make you poor. Not giving what you should will make you poor. Proverbs 11:24, there is that scattereth and yet increaseth. And there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. We should make sure we give our tithes and offerings, or that's going to tend to poverty. Tend to poverty. Not giving what you should will make you poor. A lot of people don't think that, that's for the law. Excuse me. please don't say that to someone who knows the Bible. Tithing was not for the law. It was started before the law, and it is after the law. And tithing is also in the millennium. If you think tithing is just for the law, you've not studied it, or you've listened to some, quote, guru and thought you learned something. Tithing is before the law. The law didn't start till Exodus chapter 20, okay? The law given in Exodus chapter 20. Tithing was in Genesis. Genesis with Abraham, okay? And again, it's in the New Testament. Jesus said it, and also in the millennium. So if you don't give what you should, you'll be poor. It's amazing. You scatter, you give, yet you're going to increase. How is that? And I'm going to keep back more than I'm supposed to, and I'm going to be poor. Because there's a God in heaven who sees and blesses and rewards, or, according to Malachi, puts curses on us if we don't give what we should. All right, day five. If you refuse instruction, you'll be poor. It's a big deal. A big deal. Parents that teach your children. Proverbs 13:18. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. How do our children take correction? I have whole lessons on that. So big, so important. It's such a big deal to be able to make sure that our children are receiving instruction. Teach a wise man and he will love, rebuke a wise man and he will love thee, the Bible says. Rebuke him. That's loud, strong, in their face. But a wise man will say, thank you. Thank you. I needed it. I need that. That's the way we want to teach our children. If they refuse instruction, no one's going to tell me what to do. Fine. Guess what? You'll be poor. You'll be poor. All right, day six. If you drink alcohol and eat too much, you will be poor. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe the man with rags. Okay? Drunkard and glutton. Hey, stay away from alcohol. It's not for kings. Not for kings. And gluttony, eating too much, you will come to poverty. All right, day seven. Here we go. If you follow people that live in worthless things, you will be poor. If you follow people that live in worthless things, you will be poor. Proverbs 28:19. He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread. He that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough. Do you want enough poverty? I want enough food. I want enough money. I don't want enough poverty. If you follow vain persons, worthless things, what do you want to do? I don't know. Let's go ride around. Okay. That's worthless. Why are you wasting time and money and gas riding around, hanging out, doing nothing? No, don't follow after that. Till the land. Okay. Work, build, create, do. There's so many things. I'm bored. There's nothing to do. No, that's not the problem. The problem is you're not doing what you should do. He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread. You work hard, you'll have food. But if you follow vain persons, worthless persons, you're going to have poverty enough. Okay? This is day eight. Just an extra one to throw in. If you try to get rich quick, you'll be poor. Proverbs 28:22. He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him. Okay? So if you're trying to get rich quick, there's nothing wrong with being rich. There's nothing wrong with having money. You get it by work, by labor, by saving, by giving, by putting God first. Nothing wrong with that. There's a lot that Solomon taught his son about that. But if you haste to be rich, okay? Well, you can double your money. They say the best way to double your money is to fold it and put it in your pocket, okay? Help our children to not be poor. How come? By teaching them these principles. Help them to see our kids. We take them out visiting and they work in ministries where they're around people and they see the poverty. They see how so many people live and they see why they live that way. Because literally every one of these things is what they're doing. Lazy, sleeping until noon, following vain persons, hanging out till all hours of the night, doing nothing, not listening to reproof, not working hard, not giving, not putting God first, loving sleep. All these things are things that kids need to be able to see so they realize, wow, this is true. All right. Hey, have a great week, and let's teach our children these principles. Make sure they can have a great life. By the way, if you're, I don't care if my kids are rich. Oh, yeah. When they come back home because they don't have money and they can't pay rent, and now you get to rear your grandchildren. Grandkids are awesome, okay? But you don't want them 24/7. You want to be able to live your life. That's not your job to rear your grandchildren. And so help them to have money so they can take care of themselves. All right. God bless and have a great week.